Greetings. Today I am in Angola, Africa. I had a great weekend visiting numerous CCVA churches on Saturday and then preaching in the morning at a CCVA gathering in Kakwako. On Sunday evening, I ministered at the Born Again Church in Kasekele. I am very honored to be here. The presence of God was evident over the weekend, and the reception by the people of God was wonderful. Today, I began a week of leadership training for numerous church leaders on the topic of worship and praise. I know that God is going to continue to do very good things. The destiny of humanity is that each of us become an altar of God's presence. He is the strength of our lives. Together, we are the temple of God that reveals a greater glory than the temples of the past. It is God who will fill his temple with great glory. That glory is an intimate knowing of God and a transformation in our lives that reveals his name to our world. It is a place of knowing God's love and becoming testimonies of his love to our world. As God fills his temple with his glory, there must be a revealing of the evidence of his power and love. If we are living in the presence of God, people should see the difference upon the countenance of our faces. If we have found strength in his presence, that strength should show upon our faces. Psalms 84:9, O God, behold our shield, and look upon the face of your anointed. What do people see when they look at you? Do they see the life of God? I am reminded of a testimony found in the 4th chapter of Acts. There was a man named Joseph, who the apostles named Barnabas. Barnabas means son of encouragement. The testimony of the life of Joseph was one of encouragement to others. It was so obvious in his life, the apostles gave him a new name. Acts 4:36-37, and Joseph, who was also named Barnabas by the apostles, which is translated son of encouragement, a Levite of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. The testimony of God should be obvious in our lives. It should be seen upon our faces. The testimony that comes from living in the presence of God should be obvious to others around us. The name Joseph means he that pardons. Perhaps there is a mystery in this man's name that reveals a secret in his external testimony. If our character is loving towards others, our testimony will be encouraging to them. What others see in our lives can be a bold witness, but it begins with a heart of humility. We are not trying to be anything special. We are simply embracing a Christ-like way in our hearts, and it becomes a Christ-influencing testimony to others. This same man, Barnabas, was later sent to Antioch to witness the grace of God that had been poured out upon the Gentiles there. When Barnabas came to the Antioch church, he was glad and encouraged them because he saw the grace of God upon their lives. Is the grace of God obvious in your life? Can others see God's grace at work in your life? If so, your countenance should show it. Acts 11:22-24. Then news of these things came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent out Barnabas to go as far as Antioch. When he came and he had seen the grace of God, he was glad and encouraged them all that with purpose of heart they should continue with the Lord. For he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith. A great many people were added to the Lord. The grace of God working in the church was something that could be seen. There was an obvious testimony of God's life in the believers in Antioch. When we live as an altar of God's presence, we are changed in a way that others can see. This is the glory of God. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.